The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What did Jesus preach in the four Gospels? Was it a call for people to repent of their sins? Was his teaching about the kingdom? Was Jesus' gospel any different than Paul's gospel? Welcome to Grace in Focus, this Q&A episode with Bob Wilkin and Dave Renfro answering a question about the content of Jesus' teaching during his earthly ministry. Welcome, we're glad you're here today. Our website is faithalone.org. The Grace Evangelical Society has many articles there, blog posts, videos, podcasts, books, ebooks, and our magazine, Grace in Focus. You can also see where a regional conference may be coming close to where you are. So find out all about the Grace Evangelical Society by visiting faithalone.org. Now with today's discussion, Bob Wilkin and Dave Renfro.
Welcome back to Grace in Focus. David, you have a question for us.
Yes, Tom wrote in a question and he said, what did Jesus preach in the four Gospels? Is it repentance for the sin or the message of the kingdom of God?
Okay, yes.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Did Jesus preach repentance from sin in Matthew, Mark, and Luke?
Absolutely.
Did he preach repentance from sin in the Gospel of John?
I don't think the word repent shows up in the Gospel.
It doesn't. So, Tom, in answer to your question, we got to separate out the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, from John. Mm-hmm. But clearly, he called the nation of Israel to repent, and so did John the Baptist, right? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or it's near.
That's
it's
correct.
Near. Now, did he also preach the kingdom of God? Right.
Absolutely.
Even in the repentance passages. And on top of that, look at, David, if you have it, Mark 1, I believe it's 14 and 15, because that's where he talks about the gospel of the kingdom. And people get confused about what the gospel of the kingdom is. They think it was some special way to be born again during Jesus' ministry that changed after Paul had his ministry. No, this isn't how you're born again. This is how the kingdom comes for Israel. You have it there?
Yeah, I do. It says in verse Mark 1:14, it says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Yeah, now some people mistakenly think believing the gospel is he's talking about 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 11 gospel. Mm-hmm. That's clearly not what he's talking about here. We know what gospel he's talking about because of verse 14. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The word gospel means?
I think it, in a lot of contexts, even here, it means doctrine or teaching.
Okay. Doctrine concerning the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Sometimes we translate it good news, but either way, the point is—
The kingdom is good news.
It is. But it's also doctrine.
Yeah, it is.
So it doesn't have to be either or. And the truth is, he was preaching that, and what he was saying is, in order for the kingdom to come for that generation of Jews— The nation had to be repentant.
Mm-hmm.
The nation had to believe that he was offering the kingdom. Of course, if they believed that, they would also believe he's the Messiah who guarantees their eternal destiny.
And rule,
right?
And will rule the kingdom of God.
Right, and he'll rule in the kingdom. In fact, remember one of the one thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom.
Right.
He believed Jesus was going to come and rule and reign.
Exactly
he believed
right.
Jesus was Messiah, and he believed Jesus guaranteed his eternal destiny, but he wanted some rewards. So this question that Tom asked is twofold. Did Jesus preach repentance from sin? Yes, in the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
Did he also preach the kingdom of God? Yes. But what Tom is implying is that Jesus preached we have to turn from our sins in order to have eternal life. Right.
I think that's probably implied in his question is that is repentance part of the process of receiving the gift of everlasting life?
And the answer is absolutely not.
And I'm going to use my low voice. No.
Wow.
What do you think?
I love your low voice. It's great. I can't get there. I think you're the bass and I'm the whatever, the tenor or something. But anyhow, yeah, that's absolutely wrong. So we need to realize that Jesus not only evangelized people, Jesus discipled people. And Jesus not only evangelized people in Israel, he called for the whole nation to repent and to believe that the kingdom was drawing near.
Okay, let me ask you a question based on what you just said.
Yes, sir.
What is the role of repentance in Mark 1? Because it says, repent and believe
right.
in the gospel. What is the role of that?
I like it. And notice this isn't early in Jesus' ministry because this is after John had been thrown in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's the beginning of Mark's gospel, that doesn't mean we should think, okay, we're here in the very beginning at the wedding at Canaan.
Jesus is a teenager or some such.
No. Well, hello, David. He wasn't a teenager when he did his ministry. He was in his 30s or so. Anyway, now you got me confused.
So I'm sorry.
What is the point? Why does he bring up repentance? Well, remember, both he and John the Baptist, Matthew 3:2 and Matthew 4:17, they both preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we have the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent. Same message, just different word
mm-hmm.
order. And he says, and believe the gospel, which is the gospel of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
the message about the kingdom.
Right.
So what I would suggest is the purpose of calling them to repentance here was so that he would bring the kingdom. Remember at the end of Matthew 23, verses 37 to 39, he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a mm-hmm. hen gathers her chicks, but you were not willing.
Right.
Israel was not willing for him to be her Messiah. In fact, in the parable of the minas in Luke 19, 11 through 27, mm-hmm. there are two groups, his servants, the believers, and then there is enemies who hate him and don't want him to rule over them.
Mm.
And these represent the Jewish people who don't want Jesus as their Messiah because he doesn't fit their model of what the Messiah should be. They believed in work salvation,
mm-hmm.
so they considered him a heretic because he was preaching not just justification by faith alone, but it was faith in him.
In him.
He who believes in me has everlasting life.
And he proclaimed himself to be God. Before Abraham was,
I am. Yeah.
So didn't they get a little angry when he said that?
Yeah. Now, they probably didn't understand the Trinity, and they may not have understood what he meant because
right.
he often referred to the Father. So he believed in God, God the Father.
Sure.
But yet he said, I am the Father of one.
Yeah.
Now, that's probably one in purpose there, but I agree with you. The reference to I am the Father of one does look back, it seems to me, to the burning bush in Exodus
mm-hmm.
and the fact that he's saying, I'm Yahweh.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
He's trying to show them that he is the Yahweh of the Old Testament. And that brings up another question. You know, when the word repent or repentance is used, I was told that the primary audience, the people that normally heard the word repent, were Jews.
I got a question on this the other day. Someone asked that in an email, and I responded, and that was my answer. Yes, Jesus was preaching almost exclusively to Israel.
Correct.
He went to Decapolis at one point, and when he was in Decapolis, there were some Gentiles there, and he talked because that was a mixed area with Jews and Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Samaria for a time. Some people consider the Samaritans Jews. Some people consider them half-Jews. But he says he was sent to the house of Israel.
Right.
And so his ministry of repentance was to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he did tell the disciples in Luke 24:47 that they were going to preach this message of repentance and the forgiveness of sins as part of the Great Commission. The Great Commission is found in all four Gospels and in the book of Acts. The Great Commission there is not just a commission of evangelism, but it's a commission primarily of discipleship, as we see, for example, in Matthew chapter 28, 18 mm-hmm. through 20, also Luke 24:47 and following. And so, yes, the disciples did preach repentance when they went out because they were still calling Israel to repent because the kingdom's at hand. It
right.
was the kingdom was being reoffered. This is a dispensational point. But the kingdom was still being reoffered up until, I'm not sure what chapter in Acts it would be, but
mm-hmm.
say Acts 13, somewhere
around there, yeah.
Even maybe you could argue Acts 28, because Paul was still talking about the kingdom of God at the end of the book of Acts.
Now, he was still trying to get Jews to see Jesus as their Messiah, as their king, that he was going to rule their kingdom.
Right, for two reasons. One, so they could individually be born again.
Right.
Two, so the kingdom could come for that generation of Jews.
Well, the Jews are God's covenant people. they are supposed to respond positively to their Messiah, and they didn't do that in Jesus' day. So I think that's why there is this call to repentance.
And according to the Old Testament, the kingdom was not going to come unless the nation was in fellowship with her Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's not just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. It's also repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah, there's a strong correlation between repentance and the kingdom, isn't there?
Right. Now, in order for an individual Jew to be born again, just like an individual Gentile, all they had to do was believe in Jesus for everlasting life.
Right.
But in order for the kingdom to come, not only a few individual Jews had to be in fellowship with God, the nation needed to be.
Right.
Remember in 1 Corinthians 15, how many people Jesus appeared to after his resurrection? 500 brethren at once.
500 eyewitnesses. That's pretty strong proof that the physical resurrection happened. What do you think?
Right. But it's also proof that there weren't many people that came to faith in Jesus his 3.5 years of ministry.
That's true.
Now, maybe there were more than 500 believers. Maybe there were a few thousand. But most everybody says the 3,000 who came to faith in Christ in Acts chapter 2 when Peter preached is more than Jesus led to faith in himself in 3.5 years.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Even though he was there and was giving miracles and preaching like no one ever preached, yet his ministry was not particularly effective if you're into numbers.
Right.
But he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He was into, coming back to Tom's question, Jesus' ministry was not just evangelistic, but it was also discipleship. And a big part of it was preparing the 12 to take this message out after he died, after he ascended to heaven.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Tom. And remember,
keep
grace
in
focus.
Bob Wilkins' book, Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, is available right now at 50% discount to Grace and Focus listeners at faithalone.org. Get half price through May 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word REPENT. That's at faithalone.org. Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials, but one of our popular options is our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or one of the guests here on the program? Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, the question and answer, aren't people who believe in works salvation saved? Please be sure to join us next time on Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.